Robert Harmon's trip to Georgia. In 1837, when Ellen was 9, America was struck with depression, and the hat business was severely affected. Robert Harmon found that the stock of hats made during the long winter months of 1836 to 1837 moved very slowly, so he decided to take his supply to Georgia in hope of a more ready sale. There was doubtless an air of excitement in the family the night before he was to leave, and they helped wrap the hats and place them in a large leather bag. We can imagine the whole family following the father to the stage depot early the next morning, first along the dirt paths near their home, and then on the wooden sidewalks down to the old Elm House on the corner of Federal and Temple Streets, to catch the western stage for Portsmouth, Boston, and Point South. This was the golden age of stage travel, and Portland was a major center on which all the lines converged. At times it was almost impossible to pass through Federal Street on account of the coaches drawn up 2 and 3 deep, morning and night. The horses of the leading coach were tied to the splendid elm tree that stood in front of the inn. Behind this there might be a great variety of vehicles, even an imposing Concord coach drawn by 6 or perhaps 8 horses. This wonderful affair must have delighted Ellen and the other youngsters with its decorations of gold and yellow. The family probably waited outside on the sidewalk as Father Harmon went in to purchase his ticket. Perhaps as they waited they would hear the coachman's horn signaling an approaching stage. This was the best part of it all, for no matter how slowly the stages traveled between stops, the drivers had trained their teams to perfection in the art of arriving at the tavern door with great dash and spirit. And the stage driver himself, as he hopped down from his perch, was a sight to behold. He wore new store clothes in contrast with the homespun of most people, and with his fancy tailored overcoat and gorgeous colored sash, he inspired the awe of any curious child. As Robert Harmon passed up his hat bag to the top of the stage, then climbed in and turned to wave goodbye, he had his last look at the cheerful, perfectly formed features of Ellen's face. The next time he was to see her, she would be much changed.